If it's too late to worry and you're too blue to cry, then get ready for Dr. Lori Roth. She's a Ph.D., black belt, host, singer, songwriter, mom, gun owner, survivor, and red-blooded American through and through. From 3,000 feet up in the mountains of Washington, it's the Annie Oakley of the airwaves. Ready or not, here she comes, Dr. Lori Roth.
Welcome to this hour of the show, folks. Lines will be open if you'd like to come on board. 877-999-7684. You can visit me at therothshow.com. I have a new article posted there today. This is the National Tea Party Hour. Dale Robertson, the founder of TeaParty.org and the whole movement as it started, now it's out of control. It's millions and shmillions of people now that are upset and focusing their anger to do something to get their country back. You know, that small little thing that we like, freedom in a country. Dale Robertson, how in the world are you doing?
Great, Lori. It's a pleasure to be here again.
It's wonderful to have you each and every Thursday. And you have brought a guest that is absolutely amazing. From my neck of the woods up here, Red Beckman. Can you introduce Red?
Oh, Red's a great guy. He's been leading this fight long before I probably was even born. Red has written many books. One is Walls of Our Minds. Another Why the Militia? And so you'll find that he agrees with you, Lori, full-heartedly that owning a gun is a constitutional right. And he's an authority on the Constitution and what the government has done to kind of undermine our authority as citizens. It's a pleasure to have him on board.
Red, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Oh, wonderful. Well, welcome aboard. The state of affairs in our country, many a time I get on air and I feel like I'm in a war zone in my own country. There is a revolution going on. It's not a violent revolution, and I hope it never gets that way. But the people are mad. And have you ever seen anything like it in your country? What's going on?
No, this is something I have not seen before. And of course, I did some of my growing up in the 30s. I'm 81 now. I'm not ashamed of my age. I'm proud about it.
You bet.
That I made it this far. I have said for years that we were going to have an economic breakdown in this country before people would be paying attention to what is going on. And now we have that window of opportunity right now because the economy is it's not recovering like the media would like to have you believe. The economy is going to get much worse, and there's going to be a lot more people that are going to be wanting to join a Tea Party or something, a revolution or something. And, of course, let me say something right here about revolution.
All right.
Different ones are saying we've got to have a second American Revolution. The second American Revolution started about the time the ink was getting dry on the Constitution back there all those 200-plus years ago, because we had people then, at that time, who did not like the kind of government that this was going to create in this country. A lot of them were influenced by the European royalty, and they just, the European royalty, just they just could not tolerate a government, a nation out there with a government controlled by the people, where the people would have a sovereignty position above government. And so there's been quite an effort on the part of a lot of people to destroy this system that we were given. And every generation produces those scoundrels that think they're so much smarter and that everybody should be serving them. So what we're really involved in right now is revolution number 3.
Oh, I love it. We'll dive in right after these messages. Our guest is Red Beckman and Dale Robertson of TeaParty.org and the National Tea Party. 877-999-7684. I'm Lori Roth.
No, this is not American Idol, so keep your shirt on and keep your powder dry. Dr. Lori Roth will be back in just mere moments.
Don't settle with your health. Boost your immune system now. Protect yourself from the latest superbugs with this safe and effective alternative, the new Silver Solution. Throughout history, silver has been used all across the world as both a medicine and preservative. In fact, hundreds of years before scientists and doctors understood microbes and how they cause illness, colloidal metals, particularly silver, were known for their health benefits. It has been found that Silver Sol kills all pathogenic bacteria and doesn't kill friendly bacteria we need. It is evident that the newly patented EPA-certified and FDA-approved Silver Sol technology provides tremendous treatment options for prevention and combination therapies. Silver Sol gel can help stop viral spread on the most contagious areas like hands, nose, mouth, and skin. Go to SilverSolutionNow.com. Check out the science there and notice the tons of doctors who swear by this product. It's affordable, safe, and gets the job done in preserving your health. Go to SilverSolutionNow.com and tell them you heard it from Lori Roth on The Roth Show. Are you having problems with your PC? Is it running slow? If so, we have an answer for you. We can give you a free PC tune-up. Yes, a free PC tune-up just by going to this website, www.pcfix.com. In just a few short minutes, you can have your computer running like new. Go to www.pcfix.com. That's P-E-E-C-E-E-Fix.com. This service is 100% safe and 100% secure. And by the way, not only can you get your computer cleaned up, you can also take advantage of our other services by having your own personal geek at your fingertips. Your own personal geek can answer your general questions about your computer, provide antivirus protection, provide firewall and hacker protection, provide free programs, and much, much more. This is a $100 tune-up for free. Go to www.pcfix.com to register for your free computer tune-up today. That's P-E-E-C-E-E-Fix.com.
Her name is Dr. Lori Roth, and here she is again, right now.
Lines are open if you'd like to call on in, 877-999-7684. I'm visiting with Dale Robertson, the founder of the Tea Party movement that's gone crazy. It's all over the place, 10 or 12 million people now. TeaParty.org will tell you all about Dale, former Marine and Navy guy, loves his country. And Red Beckman, who is an amazing author who has bestseller books, and he has just been sharing what his views are about what's going on in the country. And Red, you reminded us that from the very beginning there were groups and people that were threatened by the new government and the experimental government, and they didn't think it would fly given that much power to the people. What was their main criticism back then again?
Well, European royalty, they wanted monarchies. They liked those monarchies, and they could manipulate people so well with the monarchies. And of course, they understood what had happened in England with Magna Carta. And boy, they just most of the monarchy over there, they didn't want to see any more countries with the kind of law that would govern the king. The king took quite a demotion. King John back there in 1215 A.D. He took quite a demotion.
Yeah.
And when Magna Carta came, and of course the Constitution, I think the U.S. Constitution, even does a better job of securing the rights for the people.
Yes. Well,
let me correct that. The Constitution doesn't. It only protects our rights if we enforce it.
That's a key, right?
Well, we have drifted quite a bit over the last few decades, and this first year with Obama, which I think he's a total neo-Marxist communist. You look at his executive orders, you look at his behaviors his first year, and it's rather horrifying. And all the czars put in place to bypass Congress. Am I being extreme, Red, or does it seem vividly clear that this guy is almost ashamed of our country? He's like an internationalist or something. I mean, I don't see him a friend of capitalism at all, do you?
No, he's not. And of course, I think that what happened, the puppeteers that have all the strings to Obama, I think they... overestimated, you know, the stupidity of the American people. They thought that we were dumbed down to the point where they could pull this off and really destroy that Constitution and the Bill of Rights and all of that. And they have gotten the surprise of their life because of the Tea Party people, the Oath Keepers, the Fully Informed Jury Association, and there's a jillion small groups of people all over this country. And, of course, the biggest mistake they made was that they tried to pull off their scam without getting the guns away from the American people. And instead of the people, falling back and taking cover, you might say, they went down and started buying guns. And they bought every gun they could get their hands on and all
the
ammunition.
That's true.
And I'll tell you, that has thrown a scare into those people with the Second Revolution. It has thrown them into a total disarray. Do you remember the term that was used back in the Reagan years? The U.S. military had been really slimmed down considerable during the Carter administration. And everybody thought that Russia was a real threat with their intercontinental missiles and their atomic weapons.
Sure.
And people thought that we were vulnerable, and we probably were. However, Reagan started rebuilding the military, and there was a term. And do you remember what that term was they used? I'll give it to you. Détente.
Yes.
You remember that?
Oh, heavens, yes.
Détente. Well, that's what we've got today. We've got a détente between we the people and these scoundrels, that these Second American Revolution. See, that revolution was going on, and we the people, we weren't even aware that these people were at war with us. So it was a one-sided revolution, wasn't it? And this was going on, and we were so busy playing golf and going fishing, and we had all the toys and everything and jobs, and we were just so affluent. And boy, I'll tell you, we had an awakening now with this economy going. And of course, you got to give George Bush credit for kind of greasing the skids for a guy like Obama to come along. And of course, I don't worry about Obama. I worry about those millions of people out there that would vote for somebody that they know nothing about. They don't know if he's an American citizen, and there's millions of them that don't care whether he's an American citizen or not.
I don't think he is.
I don't think he is either. Yeah. But how many Americans are there that don't, you know, they don't care?
Yeah.
And if it was proven
that he was born in Mombasa, Kenya, and there's several affidavits from his own grandmother, for goodness sakes, and others that say he was born there, including the former ambassador to Kenya, who has signed an affidavit saying he was born there. But nobody seems to care, and no courts of law, no judges seem to say the littlest question, gee, can you show us your birth certificate? He spent $1.6 million hiding it. What kind of person spends that kind of money to hide your passport records?
Yeah.
Unless he has something to hide, he could easily make us look like tin helmet people if he said, see, here's my real birth certificate. But the stuff he showed so far was a bunch of rubbish from Hawaii.
Well,
it wasn't
tell you. Let me give you a clue. He came up with that first birth certificate supposedly from Hawaii, right?
Right.
Okay. It only took a matter of hours. The forensic scientists and such, when they got a hold of that, they started examining it, and they came to the quick conclusion that it was a fraud. And when they announced that, then Obama comes up with another one. And it was different from the first. Now, it just so happens that there's federal law on the books that's called fraud, and it is a felony I can't give you the site on it right off the top of my head, but it is a felony, and that's just one of a number of felonies that Obama has perpetrated here since he's been in the White House. Now, we've got to remember something here,
mm-hmm.
and that is that you would not have wanted to pull the rug out from under Obama within that first year or so in office for the simple reason that we've got those people out there that I worry about that don't care if he's an American citizen or anything else. But they voted for him, and they wanted change, and, of course, he has promised a lot of goodies, I guess, for him and all this kind of thing. Those are the people I worry about. And so if you had pulled the rug out from under Obama and dumped him, you wouldn't have gotten anything much better with his VP, and you would have probably had massive riots in about 25 or 30 of the largest cities in this country. So I think that we've got a few good heads in Washington, D.C. And I don't know if you're familiar with the Manning reports. The black preacher in Harlem.
Oh, yeah, I've talked with him. Yeah, Reverend Manning.
He's a real solid, solid American.
Yes.
And I really believe that he is probably the one that is being groomed to break the good news for us and the bad news for Obama. And I think that he is so articulate. He's a PhD, and I think that he is the one that's going to, you know, pull the rug out from under Obama. And so,
how so? I mean, because I know Philip Berg still has lawsuits. There are people who are trying to push forth suits and horses, you know, force his eligibility hand. But a lot of those suits have been thrown out, and so that, you know, it's almost like the judges and the courts don't want justice to be done. I don't get it. They say, you don't have standing, and on and on and on.
Yeah,
so
well,
I don't know what Reverend Manning's going to do. I mean, he's a wonderful man.
He's a very great American at this point, from what I have seen.
Right.
He talks a lot of sense.
There's no doubt about it.
And I think that what we have in Washington, we do have a few, you know, pretty good heads back there, but they're outnumbered in Washington. But I think that the courts have held off. They've held everything at bay, kind of, because they've got to do this as you know, in a way that they don't have these, you know, outrageous Watts type of riots.
So you think your gut tells you that the courts are going to do something to you know, allow discovery or to require?
Oh, I think so. I think so. I think that the pressure, they're all political animals.
Yeah.
And when they see the numbers of the Tea Party people and all these other organizations, and boy, there's a lot of them. They are political animals, and they will recognize that if they don't do something, these people out here, the Tea Party people and such, aren't going to stop.
There's no doubt about it.
Just because the courts don't seem to be doing anything right now,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't mean that they're not going to do something, and they may be preparing the case, you know, and of course, you see, we've got so much redundancy in the system.
Mm-hmm.
The military, they all took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. We were taught, I'm a veteran, and we were taught all about foreign enemies and how to defeat them and that type of thing. But nobody said a word about domestic enemies, did they?
No.
Nobody has been trained in this country how to deal with domestic enemies. So what you have right at this moment is you've got people that are researching. We have an attorney right here in Washington State that has done a beautiful job of really getting into this sovereignty issue, the sovereignty of the people. They're all over this country, and they're working hard, and there's nobody paying them to do this. These are people are dedicated Americans. They're committed.
Sure.
And so I just think that, you know, if they pass a bunch of bad law like this health care thing and all, and they've done some crazy, crazy things, I think when Obama is finally exposed for what he is, I think that there's going to be enough legal minds working to nullify, go back and just take all of this action, all of his executive orders and such, and just push them off the end of the desk into the trash.
Well, if it's ever proven in a court of law that he was born in Mombasa, Kenya, or someplace else, and there's a lot of circumstantial evidence that suggests that, if it's ever proven, would he not have several potential felonies involved? I mean, with the fraud to each state, I mean, he, saying that he was born here the whole time, what would he do, play ignorant to the court that, oh, I didn't know I was born there? Of course he does. Anyway, we have Steve Eichler of FactsDC.com who's just joined us on the way back. We will dive in and talk some more. I'm talking with Red Beckman and Dale Robertson of TeaParty.org. Don't you go.
No, this is not American Idol. We'll keep your shirt on and keep your powder dry. Dr. Lori Roth will be back in just mere moments.
Hi, folks. This is Lori Roth for Taxmasters. Listen up. This is a very serious issue. Do you have IRS problems? You owe back taxes, being audited, have unfiled returns? Has an IRS agent visited your home or place of business? If not, there's a good chance they will. The IRS will pursue you relentlessly. Fortunately, there's Taxmasters, and they can solve your IRS problems. Write this number down, 1-877-869-4829, or simply 1-877-869-4829. Tax. That's the number 4 and the word tax, T-A-X. You do not want to represent yourself with the IRS. The professionals at Taxmasters have helped literally thousands of people just like you. The IRS has stepped up their collection efforts, so now more than ever, you need the professionals at Taxmasters to solve your problem. Call right now, 1-877-869-4829, or simply 1-877-869-4TAX. That's 4TAX, Taxmasters. They solve your IRS problem.
Hello, America. Our government is implementing their plans today for a new world order, and most people don't like it. It's happening on our watch, right now, right under our noses. Did you know the FDIC funds guaranteeing your deposits are gone? And the fine print in your agreement states they have 99 years to repay you. And in the event of a declared emergency, they can confiscate your home, all of your property, and transport you immediately to a FEMA relief camp. But they are actually called detention centers. And that H.R. 3200 includes a subchapter for RFID chipping us and collecting all of our personal data. I am not for any of this. This is a scandalous and illegal takeover of our money, our property, our bodies, and in short, our freedom. My new book, The Human Food Factor, has gained worldwide popularity in over 77 countries. Get your copy now and find out where we are headed, who is taking us there, and why. Buy it now for a low, low price at www.humanfoodfactor.com. Again, that's www.humanfoodfactor.com.
She's not gay, illegal, or handicapped, nor is she from Palestine, but she is special. She owns a gun, flies the U.S. flag, is on a first-name basis with Almighty God, and you don't have to ask the FBI to know where she stands. Her name is Dr. Lori Roth, and here she is again, right now.
I'm talking with best-selling author Red Beckman and Patriot, and Dale Robertson, the founder of the National Tea Party Movement, teaparty.org, and then we've just been joined by Steve Eichler, the attorney extraordinaire who founded FactsDC.com. Welcome, Steve.
Glad to be on the show with you, Lori, and all the other great patriots. And absolutely, you know, the Tea Party Radio Hour that you have and that you're so graciously hosting, we're going to be packaging that up and emailing it a link to all those folks who couldn't quite make the show because maybe they're working or driving, whatever,
sure.
And they'll be able to download it right off of teaparty.org. And, of course, no doubt off your site. And that really spreads the word a lot further. And people can use it and refer back to the show. And it's an exciting thing that you're doing and offering for the Tea
well,
Party.
Well, thank you. You're very gracious to say that. It's actually, truthfully, my honor to be involved with something that's real and helping our country and helping the people to get a voice, because for some time we haven't felt like we had a voice with the American Idol crowd in Congress that go out with the interns on the weekends and plan their next reelection campaign. And in the meantime, we're like scratching our heads. Is anybody listening? Is anybody home? As they spend money, of course, they don't have time to read the bills, but they throw the bills through and then more stimulus money is assigned to our tax bill. I don't think people are very happy, gentlemen, are they? No.
Oh, absolutely not. So it's just I heard today on the radio where the Republicans and the Democrats have met discussing this health bill, and Obama said, you know, he's tried to be bipartisan. He's tried to, you know, reach across the aisle, but obviously all those conservatives and Republicans are going to no doubt have to answer to the people in November. And he doesn't realize that he's the one who's going to be answering, and all his cronies, his donkey cronies from the Democrat side, they're going to be answering. And what they're going to be answering is the unemployment line, taking their place, taking the number,
Amen.
And waiting their turn.
Preach it. Well, that's just the thing. I mean, it's amazing to me. It's one of his many classical manipulation styles that's appearing stupid now, because you're right, the American people, in fact, I wrote an article just this morning that I posted on therothshow.com. A CNN poll just released said that only 25% of the American people even want a health care bill. They don't want the Democrats to sign any kind of a health legislation at all. Only 25% do. What are these people? Are they on drugs or something? Pelosi and all these other liberal schmucks there and Obama? I mean, obvious the mass majority of people don't want this. But they don't care. They just keep going.
Well, yeah. One of the things, this is Red Beckman again.
Yeah.
One of the things that makes this whole thing makes you question things, and you question the opposition in Congress, because basically we've had national health care for a long time, because the law is very specific. If you need medical attention of any kind, you can go to the emergency room of any hospital, and they, by law, have to take you in. Now, that's national health care. But how many politicians have you heard talking about it? None.
No.
And why, you know, why are those Republicans that are in opposition to this in the Congress, why aren't they standing up and speaking out on this, the fact that we already have, basically, we have national health care right at this moment. And of course, we've got hospitals in this country that have gone broke and closed their doors because they have been just overwhelmed by the illegal immigrants coming into the country.
That's right.
And using our medical facilities that are required by law in these hospitals. And so, you know, I never cease to be amazed about this. Why? There aren't more people saying, hey, we've already got it. What are
right.
you trying to do? Well, what it is control. They figure that they can have more control. You're gonna, well, old gadget codgers like me, they're gonna just counsel me and get me ready to die. And that's, you know, it's really crazy. But,
well, that's what they talk about. I mean, when I look at, when Obama has said, as he's screamed from the rooftops, we have 470 million people. Uninsured, it's a national crisis, or 46 million people uninsured. But the fascinating thing is, you mentioned illegal aliens, at least 20% of that number, 9 million people, are not even U.S. citizens here illegally in the first place. And so then you go down to that number. Of the 45.7 million who are uninsured, 36% of them make over $40,000 a year in income, and that is 20,000 higher than the 2009 poverty level for a typical family of four, more than I've earned most of my life. In addition, about 80% of the uninsured are employed. These are the things that Obama and this administration won't tell us. When you finally get down to it and the real numbers, there's only 2% or less that you might have a mystery question about. Well, do they have troubles? Are they needing help being paid? I mean, when you take the illegals out and all the people that make a lot of money that may not have health care because of religious reasons or personal reasons, it's not the national disaster they paint.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they don't want to leave any national disaster unexploited. We're having something unique happen in Southern California with Blue Cross, and it's not the main operation here in Southern California. There's several other medical groups, and Blue Cross makes up somewhere around 20 million holders of the policies. What's happening is they've had to raise their rates 39%. So at first, the media will say 39%. That's terrible. That's horrible. And I agree. It's a terrible number. However, what is not being said is because of the unemployment rate, and people unable to pay their premiums, people are allowing their policies to lapse. Therefore, the premium income to Blue Cross, and I'm sure other insurance companies, are greatly diminished, and they have less money to pay their claims. Therefore, either they're going to have to reduce their overhead, which they cannot reduce it to that magnitude, mm-hmm. raise the premiums, which they want to raise 39%, or stop issuing policies and go out of business. I mean, that's really it. When you have a disaster like we have in America of an unemployment rate skyrocketing in some areas well over 20, 22, 23%, they're not going to pay their health insurance. They're going to buy groceries.
That's
therefore,
right.
Less premium, insurance companies go broke. They assume our medical risk when they issue a policy. But we assume the risk of an insurance company being able to stay afloat, and if they can't, then they go out of business. It's that simple.
So, Steve, what do you think is the place to start for reforming the healthcare system? Does it need to be reformed? Do we just do it state by state? The private sector, tort reform, portability? I mean, you hear these things talked about. If people really want to make a difference, what should we do, guys?
Oh, it's really simple. If you don't mind me going on for a second.
Sure.
First of all, there needs to be more power given to the state. And I shouldn't say given to the state. We have the power now. They don't have to give us anything. But the state needs to step up and seize the power that's guaranteed to them under the Fifth and the Tenth Amendment of the Constitution and other places, and develop their own unique health plan, if they even want to, for the people in their state, just like Massachusetts have and Vermont and others. And number two, I have never been in a geographical area that lacks a hospital in America. I'm sure there are. I've never seen it, and I don't know what it is. So if we want to be able to have our hospital prosper, we don't need a health plan. The federal government can simply increase the funding to the hospitals. That's all they have to do, just increase the funding.
Right.
And that will pay for, of course, a greater broad-based medical care for those people who walk in the emergency door. So those two issues right there, increased funding to all the hospitals across America, and number two, let the states run their own health plan if they want to. That will solve, I would probably think, well into the 80 or 90% of the issue. And I'm sure the other gentleman on the line will agree with me, too.
What do you think, Red? What should be done for our health care system?
Boy, I'm more than happy to address some of this. You see, the way it has been here, sick people pay more taxes than anybody. You may have never heard anybody say that, but sick people in this country have been paying the highest tax rate of anybody. Now, if you've got a surgeon, a very specialized surgeon, he's a heart transplant surgeon or what have you, he has been more or less mentally conditioned to think that a highly qualified heart surgeon like that, he should be making $500,000 to $1 million a year. Now, who is paying his salary? Who's paying for his income? He wants that much spending power. It is sick people who are paying it because his bill, he doesn't pay those taxes that, you know, when he pays an income tax, he's not paying that. It is his patients that are paying that. It's no different than any business on Main Street. The business on Main Street, he has to pass on the taxes to his customers. I was having some dental work done here recently, and I asked the dentist, I said, what kind of property tax are you paying on this facility, this building you have?
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with Red Beckman, yeah. Steve Eichler, and Dale Robertson. Don't you go.
No, this is not American Idol, so keep your shirt on and keep your powder dry. Dr. Lori Roth will be back in just mere moments.
ForPhysics.com. It is the ultimate exploring and shopping experience. Finally, a site where beauty and mystery meet perfectly. No more wondering about what to get for that person who has absolutely everything. At ForPhysics.com, you will find everything from light crystals, self-powered all-purpose radios, Aqua Teen sundials, plasma balls, to lab equipment, educational resources, and much more. Prepare to spend a very, very long time at ForPhysics.com. At this amazing site, the mystery of science translates beautifully into all kinds of resources, gifts, and unique treasures that will really give you a whole lot of something to talk about. Get nerdy with it and show all your friends, family, and coworkers that science really is more fun. Display that light crystal or plasma ball while serenading your visitors on your self-powered radio. That's ForPhysics.com. Be there or be nowhere.
My name is Dr. Lori Roth. Here she is again, right now.
I'm talking with Red Beckman, best-selling author, Dale Robertson of the National Tea Party, teaparty.org, and Steve Eichler of FactsDC.com. Red, what is your latest book out there, and where can folks get their hands on it? What's it about?
Well, my most recent book is the book called Why the Militia, and it's a basic primer for patriotic people, but the one that we promote mostly is the little book Walls in Our Minds.
Okay.
Because it was put together as kind of concentrated truth, and it's not very big, so it doesn't frighten people that don't know how to read very well. If you put a big book in the hands of a good percentage of the American people, that book will just intimidate them no end. So, Walls in Our Minds is a small book that really gets down to grassroots level for people. They understand it. I'm a simple guy, and I write in a simple fashion that people can understand.
Where can they go to see it? Do you have a website?
I don't have a website. I have an email site, but I don't give it out because
Can they go to Amazon.com or?
Well, Dale is talking about putting it on his website, and I have no quarrel with that.
Hold that thought.
No, this is not American Idol. So keep your shirt on and keep your powder dry. Dr. Lori Roth will be back in just mere moments. Not gay, illegal, or handicapped, nor is she from Palestine. But she is special. She owns a gun, flies the U.S. flag, is on a first-name basis with Almighty God. And you don't have to ask the FBI to know where she stands. Her name is Dr. Lori Roth, and here she is again, right now.
We only have a few minutes left tonight with the Tea Party segment. And these gentlemen, Red, you and I were just talking on the break. You have a deal to offer people. If they want your books, tell them quickly, where do they send their money?
They can just send it to Red Beckman and it's P.O. Box 61, and that's Carroll, C-A-R-R-O-L-L-S. Carroll's Washington, 98609. And if they'll send a $10 bill, I will send them more than $10 worth of material. So they'll get acquainted, I can assure you. If they read those two books, they'll want to read go back and read them again, and they'll have other people they want to read them as well.
Well, I've read his books, and they're a must-read. Once you read them, you'll realizing that we have definitely been deceived by our government, and we need to do everything in our power to take our nation back.
You bet. What you're doing your part, too, Dale. Steve, are you still there?
I am still here. I can't stop but listening. It's wonderful. I want to order your book. Give me the address real quick. What is that?
It's Walls in Our Minds and Why the Militia. Those are the two books, and that's just Red Beckman at Box 61, P.O. Box 61, Carroll's, Washington, C-A-R-R-O-L-L-S, 98609.
Well, wonderful. Steve, before we end up with this hour, what is going on at FactsDC.com that people should know about?
Oh, we're rocking and rolling. We are swamping Washington with pink slips. And I was in Washington just no more than about 3 days ago, and all of the congressmen, which the Senate and the House of Representatives, have converted their fax machines over to computers. So now they can get full color. Our pink slips are rocking and rolling. They're printing them out. They're printing out in color, and it's driving them mad. So FactsDC.com is rocking and rolling and sending pink slips.
We got to love it. Dale, in our final minute tonight, what is going on at TeaParty.org that people can find?
Well, we're continuing to move forward. We're getting authors like Red Beckman in line with us that we can actually create some revenue for these Tea Party groups out there, because we want to restore our nation, and we got to keep our growing. We can't just stop. You know, the health care bill is a perfect example where they're trying to steal your tax dollars. And we need government out of our pocket, not in our pocket. And we shouldn't be having this discussion with the federal government.
No, but we are. Midterms are coming up quick, guys. Do you still feel positive about us getting the House back?
Oh, absolutely. We also, on our site, if you're a candidate, you're running for office, you can register as a Tea Party candidate. We don't care the label, whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, or whatever party. We don't care. All we care is about finding patriots out there and making sure the American Tea Party guys will be on your side and backing you and become an army for you. So if you really want to take this nation back, you need to go on TeaParty.org and register as a Tea Party candidate.
And some of you listening up have been wondering how you can serve your country other than vote and talk about it over coffee at Starbucks. Try running for office. County, city, state, federal. If you really care about your country and you want to serve and you can talk and communicate, run for office. Anyway, blessings, guys. It was wonderful talking to you, Red and Dale and Steve. You guys all rock.
Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye, Lori. Thanks, Red.
You know by now that God, country, and our moral heritage are not for sale. And our great country needs your fervent prayers. Talk to your friends. Talk to your enemies. Spread the word about The Roth Show. Check out Lori's articles, archives, and great sponsors. Go to therothshow.com. Remember to pray for our country. And remember to be back next time, right here for The Roth Show with Dr. Lori Roth.
Every 60 seconds, someone dies from cancer. And every 3 minutes, someone new is diagnosed with cancer. There's a 41% probability that an individual will develop cancer in his or her lifetime or die from it, according to the American Cancer Society. If you know anyone who's suffering from cancer, you must watch a special 5-minute video on the web titled, "Is This the Cure for Cancer That Really Works?" This is the video that the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to watch. Go to www.provencancercure.com. The video shows a remarkable, scientifically proven natural therapy that creates an environment within the body where cancer and other diseases cannot thrive.
This therapy does not cure cancer per se, but enables the body to cure itself of virtually any diseases, including cancer. Watch the video today and send it to everyone who has cancer. Once again, you can find the video at www.provencancercure.com.